Miss Bennet. Miss Mary Bennet. No, Miss Bennet is so much better. Hello, Miss Bennet. Welcome, Miss Bennet. A pleasure to meet you, Miss Bennet. Would you play for us, Miss Bennet? Oh, must you return home so soon, Miss Bennet? The words echoed in her head. Awareness was slowly worming its way into her mind. Dawn's early light filtered gently through the filigreed scrim of her eyelids. The crisp air in her bedchamber touched her cheeks for only a moment before she burrowed deeper under the comforting quilts. She stole a few more minutes because she wanted this day to move slowly after all the bustle of the past 4 weeks. Because today was Tuesday, December 11th, 1811. This was her first day as the most senior unmarried Bennet daughter. Yesterday, as Mary stood in Longbourn Chapel as Miss Mary Bennet, attending Lizzie as she recited her vows with Mr. Darcy, while Jane blushed sweetly, did Jane ever not do anything sweetly, at Mr. Bingley, she mused about the changes wrought in the Bennet family in a few short months. First Liddy, that foolish girl, had nearly ruined all of them, only to be rescued by Mr. Darcy, father and Uncle Edward. Oh, she knew that Darcy did the lion's share of the work convincing Wickham to be leg-shackled. But little could have happened without Uncle Gardiner's resources and Papa swallowing his pride and consenting to allow Lydia and Wickham to marry. Now both Jane and Lizzie had joined their beloveds at the altar. Three daughters gone in less than a season. Mamma's raptures had been most singular, even for a woman whose nerves were always agitated. That her mother blissfully continued to wax poetic about Wickham's handsomeness and gentlemanly demeanour was an embarrassment, compounded only by her adoration of the depth of Mr. Darcy's pockets. She was always going on about gowns and pin money and carriages, never a single word about love, fidelity, friendship, comfort. Mamma reduced marriage to a crass commercial transaction, at least to Mary, utterly ignoring the biblical admonition from Peter the great disciple. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewellery or fine clothes. Mary frowned into her pillow, feeling the knot in her stomach begin to grow. Over the years, that pain in her midriff had been a constant reminder of just how much her mother's barbs and silliness had roiled her life. Actually, it was all of them. Jane, Lizzie, Kitty, less so because she too was plagued by Mamma and Lydia. Lydia, and yes, even Papa, who ground her spirit like the giant wheels at the gristmill. Sometimes she would be in the sitting room, surrounded by her chattering sisters, and her gorge would rise up in her throat. Quietly excusing herself, she would hurry to the necessary to cast up her accounts, which were often tainted with flecks of what looked like the used coffee grounds cook would spread on the herb garden. Pain and frustration were her constant companions. Now, she was at the top. Jane the beautiful, Lizzie the impertinent, Lydia the selfish were all gone. She, Mary Bennet, always the middle one, the plain one, the bookish one, did not have to fight any longer, and she did not have to hide any more, and that resolution began to drive away the pain and relieve the tension.